Chapter 3. Jack the Devil. John knew about Jack the Devil Devlin now, so I had to take him with me to the bungalows. The boys won't mind, I thought. How old are they anyway? 13? 14? Leo is quite young, and Richie, with his serious face and glasses, is probably older than me. Half an hour later, John and I were on the way to the bungalow area. As we walked down the road, we could hear the noises of all the animals and insects in the wood. It was very different from the noises of the city, and we were nervous. John and I looked at the wood on both sides of the road, and then we looked at each other. "Well, there isn't anyone here, John." "We'll be okay," I said, trying to appear confident. Suddenly, an enormous toad jumped onto the road and stood in front of us. "Ah!" John cried. The toad was bigger than a small cat, and it was staring at us. "I think it wants to tell us something," I said. "Well, I don't want to hear it," said John, walking quickly along the road. We were both happy to leave that place and go to the bungalows. We got to Leo's house first, and Richie was already there. "This is my brother Jonathan," I said. "But everybody calls him John. He wants to hear the story, too." "How old are you?" Leo asked. John looked at him. 11? He said timidly. "Well," said Richie, "Leo's 13 and I'm 15, but there aren't any other 11-year-old boys here, so you can stay with us." "Thanks," John answered. He was very happy now because in the city we have two separate groups of friends. His friends are interested in Game Boys, while mine are more interested in girls. But now we're in the strange world of dead gangsters and their ghosts, and I wanted to have my brother with me. "Well," I asked, "can we hear the rest of the story, please?" "This is what happened," said Richie. "Devlin lived in that enormous house with servants and bodyguards, and he sold illegal drinks and rifles. I know the story because it was in a newspaper in the public library." "There's a library here?" I asked, surprised. "Well, there's a school and regular homes and everything a few miles from here in Lafayette," said Richie. "There's even a shopping mall and a movie theater. We sometimes go there with our parents." "Continue with the story, Richie," Leo said. "Okay, so Devlin had a lot of power, but he also had a lot of enemies," Richie said. "There was one man called Scarpelli. He was Devlin's student in crime. One day, Scarpelli left Devlin and went to be with his enemies. Devlin did nothing for about a year. Then, when Scarpelli's daughter was getting married, Devlin and his men arrived at the wedding and shot everyone. They took Scarpelli's body, the bodies of his daughter, and her new husband, and the bodies of about six other people, and put them into the back of their limousines. At his home, Devlin put the bodies in cement blocks and dropped the blocks in the lake."
"That's horrible," cried John.
I was very surprised that Richie knew so much about Devlin.
"Now, this is the interesting part," said Leo.
"Devlin was killed a few months later, and since that time, no one has bought the house or lived in it, because they are afraid of Devlin's ghost. Some people have seen the ghost on the lake at midnight. There's also a bay on the other side of the lake, and people say that Devlin hid his treasure there."
"Wow, that's a fantastic story," I said. "We should go to that bay on the other side of the lake. Have your families got boats?"
They shook their heads.
"Well," I said, "my dad has gone to buy an old boat. Perhaps we can use it tomorrow."
"Will your dad let you use it?" Richie asked.
"I'm sure he will," I answered. "John and I are good swimmers, and we took life-saving classes."
"Can you both swim?"
"Of course we can," they said together.
"Well," Leo said, "we can go across the lake if you want. But first we should look at the big house. You haven't seen it yet. Maybe we can even look inside."
"That's a good idea," I said. "I agree with you."
"So do I," said Richie.
"And me,"
said John, trying to be brave. The next day, Dad's boat was delivered. He put it next to the cabin and started to clean and repair it. I watched him for a few minutes. "Dad, can I use the boat today?" I finally asked. "I need 2 days to work on it," he answered. "The boat will be ready by the weekend. You can use it then." I spent the morning with John and Mom at the beach, our private section of the beach. The lake was as clear as crystal, and it was good fun swimming and playing in the water. When we were tired of the water, we relaxed and ate on the sand. It's good to have new friends like Leo and Richie, I thought. But it's also good to have some time without them. I want to explore our own area and come to our beach. Later that day, Mom began working on a flower and vegetable garden. She planted some colorful summer flowers and seeds for vegetables. In the corner of the yard, she put a big flower pot with pink and red flowers. The house was beginning to look better. In the afternoon, John wanted to stay at home and read his comics, so I decided to explore alone. Our wood was full of different types of trees, and the ground was covered with small plants and leaves. As I walked through the area, I started to think about the story of Jack the Devil Devlin. Did gangsters really live in this quiet, beautiful place many years ago? Did those terrible murders really happen here? Suddenly, I heard a voice behind me. "Hello, Woodman," said the voice. I jumped and turned around quickly. It was Richie. "You frightened me," I said. "Sorry, what are you doing?" he asked. "Not much," I answered. "Just exploring." "Did you go swimming today? The water's fantastic." "I went swimming," he said, "but not on this side of the lake. I went swimming near the bungalows." "Did you see any blocks of cement while you were swimming?" "No, where?" I asked. I was very curious. "Well," he answered, "they aren't exactly on your beach, but if you swim to the house next door..." "Why didn't I think of that?" I said. "I stayed on our beach the whole time. That was stupid." Then I remembered seeing a cement platform at the back of the big house. Could there be bodies inside the platform? I thought. I asked Richie. "They could be anywhere," he said. "Near the beach or in the middle of the lake. Maybe tomorrow you and I will swim to the house and see what's under the water. I'll bring my mask and flippers." "Fantastic," I said. "Let's do that." The next day, John went with my parents to a farm to buy some milk and eggs. While they were at the farm, Richie and I swam to the big house. When we got to the big house, Richie swam under the water. Then he reappeared. "Wow! There's a big block of cement right here next to your area of the beach," he shouted. "Come and look." I looked under the water, and there it was, a big block of cement. It was big enough to hold a child or a small person. We returned to the beach and got dressed. We were shocked about the cement block, and we didn't talk. Then we went to Leo's bungalow, but he wasn't at home. "Now what should we do?" I asked. "Well, Eddie," Richie answered, "do you want to see the secret path?" "What secret path?" I asked. "It's near the road through the wood," he explained. "Let's go," I said. I was ready for more adventure now. We started walking, listening to the insects, until we came to the middle of the road. "In here! Look! Can you see the footprints?" Richie said, pointing, and I followed him. The branches on the tree scratched our arms and legs. Suddenly, we heard a noise. "Oh, no!" shouted Richie. A thick green snake came out of the bushes and went past us. We were so frightened that we couldn't move. "What do we do?" I asked. I was trembling. "Don't move and don't make a noise," Richie said. He was trembling too, but he tried to control it. We stood for 5 minutes without moving. Finally, we began to get cold and we couldn't see the snake. So we left the path. "Why are we here anyway?" I asked.
People say that Devlin buried things here, Richie explained.
What things? I asked.
Bodies, money, no one knows, said Richie.
Devlin didn't have time to collect everything. One night, Scrapelli's cousins came from Italy and killed everyone in the house. After that, the police covered the windows and doors with pieces of wood. And to this day, nobody has been able to sell the house.
Hmm, I said. Treasure.
Yes, treasure, said Richie. There are rumors that there are diamonds and other jewels in a big box. It could be buried here, or in that bay on the other side of the lake. Many people have looked for the treasure, but they haven't been able to find it.
Well, we can use the boat soon, I said. Then we can explore the other side of the lake.
Great, said Richie. Let's go home. It's getting cold.